Michaela, since it is your last day tomorrow, I'm just not going to be mad at you since you broke the touch screen over here. I don't know.
Did you notice that it happened in the middle of my
did it?
8 o'clock newscast? I probably should have told you that.
That's the best time
Eric,
for it to happen.
Touch screen is not working.
What'd you say? Hold on.
Touch screen not working?
Michaela, I probably shouldn't bang on the screen
don't
like that.
Bang on
this computer's pretty expensive. Probably shouldn't do that. No, what's funny is as soon as you know who walked in the building out there, that's when the touchscreen went down. It's like he has a dark cloud hanging over him. He's like a curse almost.
Jared, I don't think you're a curse.
Oh, that's not who I was talking about.
Oh,
you straight
not?
Called him out. So no, that's exactly
I
who.
Thought so.
I was speaking of.
You're not a curse.
It's funny, even though touchscreen's out, it's just habitual. If I'm going to break, I'll go to hit something and I'm like, oh crap, it's not working.
Yeah.
Where's the mouse? Here it is.
That thing?
Yes.
When do we have to use a mouse to control a computer?
Yeah, it's 2018.
Hello.
Let's get with the times. Hey, programming note. Tomorrow at Big Z Sports, going to be broadcasting live from Zanesville. What the heck are we doing in Zanesville, you may be asking? Well, the new Philadelphia girls basketball team taking on Sheridan in the regional final. The girls, three wins away, three of them from a state championship, but they have to take care of business tomorrow night first. And of course, that game is at 7, all right here and online, WTUZ.com.
Yeah.
Folks wishing you well wishes, bidding you farewell
yes,
on the text
I
line
really
right
appreciate
now.
All those comments I'm receiving. It's
well deserved.
Bittersweet.
Wait
making me sad.
Wait until you hear my comments.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow.
Oh, God.
No. All.
FCC is listening.
Always. Big brother, always. Hey, because I can't promise anything for tomorrow. You never know what tomorrow may bring us. Today, I have dumb criminals for you.
Yes.
What an idiot.
Because I know once you're gone, you're going to miss these stories.
I am.
Although, if you just type in Alliance, Ohio, I'm sure you'll be able to find any sort of...
Is this one from Alliance?
No, I have none from Alliance today.
That's the best one.
One from Pittsburgh, which you could seemingly get one from there every day, too.
That's true.
Because, they're not so bright over there. First one, speaking of being not so bright, a man in Massachusetts, the Boston area. Now, he committed these bank robberies back in 2016, but they are calling him the Spelling Bee Bandit. And this is...
catchy.
I know, right? This is basically what landed him 7 years in prison. Back in October 2016, he robbed a bank, went up to the teller, handed him or her a note, and written on the note was, "A robbery is now in progress. Give me everything that you have," something like that. Only problem was he spelled robbery wrong. This is a robbery, everybody. Everybody freeze. A robbery is in progress.
I'm about to take off my robe.
Not only did he misspell it for one bank robbery, but he misspelled the same word in three other local bank robberies, therefore donning the name on him, the Spelling Bee Bandit. No wonder why he couldn't get a job anywhere. Misspellings on a resume or an application.
Yeah.
A robbery, which I think is pretty funny. Two B's in robbery, everybody.
Yes.
For those kids
there are
who,
two.
Who may be heading to school or already.
But, you know, it was nice of him to at least send him a note. Give
Rock,
him a heads up.
Rock is R-O-C-K. The K is silent. Anyway, hey, a man in Northern Virginia, more dumb criminal stories, facing charges including driving while intoxicated, possessing marijuana, that will do it all. But when police were pursuing him, he hopped out of his car, tried to run away. One problem, didn't put the car in park, left it in drive, and his actual unmanned vehicle ran him over.
Stop.
Therefore, and this is one of the best ones ever, ending to his demise and an easy arrest for authorities right after.
Stop.
All right, I'm going to get out right now. I'm going to make my getaway. Here we go. All right, I'm off and running.
This car. This car is chasing me.
Hit right by your own vehicle. Ghost riding the whip. The funny thing about it is there's dashboard video from that whole incident. You can see the 30-year-old on a residential street being run down by his own unmanned vehicle.
This is what we call karma. It wasn't unmanned. Karma was driving.
That's one of the better ones I've heard right there.
Yeah, that's funny.
Now for the Pittsburgh one, which seemingly, like I said, almost every single day. Georgia's Township there in Pittsburgh. Police responded to a suspicious man from a phone call they got. Guy said, "Hey, this guy's hanging around my house, somebody else's, looking into vehicles." When police arrived, they discovered this suspicious gentleman in a car that turned out not to be his. The man apparently tried to convince police officers there in Pennsylvania that He was Matthew McConaughey. Hey, no, don't worry,
folks. All right.
I'm the movie star. Don't worry. Now, after he could not give any ID, of course, saying that he was indeed Matthew McConaughey, they said, all right, we're going to arrest you.
All right.
Just for
does
simply...
Does he know that being a celebrity does nothing for you? Because even the one, the only Carrie Underwood received a ticket.
You're right about that. You are right. Actually, you're all right.
All right.
The gentleman who is not Matthew McConaughey is now in a little bit of trouble.
Does he look like Matthew McConaughey?
Don't know if he was trying to steal a Buick or not. But
idiot.
Probably regardless. Not the newest Buick. My guess is.
Aren't those commercials the worst?
I like them.
They are cheesy.
I like them. The Buicks are like sweet now.
They're borderline weird.
No. I like the one where Matthew falls into the still water.
Right. And the one where he's
shaving.
And
then the rain comes down on the Buick.
Mm. The one where he's picking his nose, you see that one?
No.
I made that up. He's not doing that.
He's too cool to everybody, pick his nose. Although if he started picking his nose, it would become a trend.
Listen, everybody picks their nose in their car. And I mean everybody.
Eric?
Wait, am I the only one? Am I the only one who does that?
Do you know that I have passed people picking their nose in their car?
It wasn't a pick, it was a scratch.
And I say to myself, we could see you. You have windows in your car.
Should honk at him next time you see someone doing that.
I see you picking your nose right now.
Yeah.
You're not hidden.
Hey, what do we do in the privacy of our own vehicles? Driving at a high speed down the road?
Big windows that are clear. You know? I mean,
oh,
even
my
if
goodness.
You don't wash them for a while, we can still see you picking your nose.
That's right.
At the stoplight.
That's
Square
right.
to Philly, I'm
the,
just saying.
The best is when you see somebody roll down their window trying to flick whatever it is. They're like, I can't get it up. And you hope maybe the wind will just blow it
you
right
know what's
off,
sad?
Off of your finger.
Is your very detailed description kind of indicates this has been you
no,
before.
I've seen people do it all the time. That's where I've seen it.
I don't know. There was a lot of passion behind the flick. Because it's
right.
stuck.
A flick,
I feel like you've been there.
A flick within the wind. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Sounds like a good book.
It does, yeah. Anyway, we'll wrap things up here. Babbling Brook right around the corner. Speaking of a former New Philadelphia girls basketball player, we'll see if she'll be at that game tomorrow night. Hey now. Hey, we'll kick it old school. Why not on a Friday Eve? John Anderson, that actually by request from the Weaver Appliance text line. You can do the same. 330-339-9399 if you want to holler at myself or Michaela. Or, oh yeah, there's Babbling Brook as well. She's here too.
Morning.
Did you see me? I almost went to do it again.
Yes.
You used the touch
yeah.
And I literally just told myself and whatever. Brooke.
Hi.
How
have
about
you said happy Friday Eve yet?
Yeah, I think
okay.
I have a few
okay.
times.
Good.
How about your Quakers?
I know, right?
I saw
we're
you
both
there.
On a roll.
I saw you there last night.
Yes.
In attendance.
Yes.
Are you going to be there tomorrow?
I don't think so, unfortunately.
Well,
no.
you know.
I'm going to listen, though.
Where are you going to listen?
Hopefully here.
That's what I'm talking about. Girlfriend.
Yeah.
I know. We'll be there.
Good.
Good Lord willing. As long as we make it.
Yes. Right.
I don't know if I don't know if I can remain in a vehicle with Joe and Chris for that long.
Oh, boy.
Amount of a time. Such a tight and closed space, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But we'll manage.
I think you'll manage. You'll be all right.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
All right. Well, in this day in history, in 1930, the 27th president of the U.S., William Howard Taft, died in Washington at age 72.
Taft, Ohio boy. I think Cincy is where he was born.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
I'll take your word for it because I don't know.
You better.
1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV as a series. Previously, the characters were shown on other MTV
programs.
What'd you call me? And in 2014, Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, a Boeing 777, 239 people on board vanished during a flight to Beijing.
Yeah, this was when again? How many years ago?
It was 2014.
Was it already 4 years?
Yeah.
I still don't know what happened to that plane.
They don't. No, they haven't determined any of that.
There's all kinds of... all kinds of conspiracy theories,
of
though,
course.
Out there.
Yes. Holidays for today. It's International Women's Day. That's a good one.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out to all women. Also, some call it Working Women's Day, but hey, all women in general.
That's right.
So,
yes. It's Be Nasty Day.
Hey, now.
World Kidney Day.
Yeah, have an extra one and you can give one, get one.
Yeah, that's right. And Popcorn Lover's Day.
Yeah.
I like popcorn. I don't know if I'm in love with it, but, you know, for those of you who are, here's your day.
Yeah.
Have some popcorn today.
Butter it up.
Yes. On TV tonight, Grey's Anatomy will be on at 8 on ABC, The Big Bang Theory on at 8 on CBS, Will and Grace on at 9 on NBC, Chicago Fire on at 10 on NBC as well. Kathy Griffin, she'll be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
You know, ever since she did that photo shoot with the Trump head, she's, don't know where she's been, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
See her tonight.
Yeah. Let's see, Reese Witherspoon, she'll be on The Late Night with Seth Meyers. Sterling K. Brown will be on Jimmy Fallon. So there's that. And then in country music, this is cool. CMT and CMT Music will celebrate International Women's Day with an inaugural all-female music takeover today that has already started.
Oh, so it's all women all day on CMT?
All videos and whatever they're doing all revolves around women.
I didn't know that.
Country and yeah. So that's fun.
Well, that's cool. I'm sure lots of Carrie Underwood will be.
I'm sure.
By the way, did you hear who was singing the national anthem last night?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
My girl Carrie Underwood was there. It was a recording. That was actually from her in the Super Bowl years back.
Okay.
I think when the...
She nailed it.
Well, yeah.
You know. Can't say that for other people that have sang the national anthem.
Oh, Brooke, you give it a try then. You try.
I'd probably be booed.
So easy. But anyways, that's Brooke, who will be back, of course, on a Friday.
Yes.
If we don't see you in Zanesville to root on your alma mater, you were a former Quaker girls basketball player. Obviously not a boys basketball player. That'd be weird.
Right.
But what number did you wear?
20.
It's hanging in the rafters, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Hanging in the rafters. Yeah. All right, Brooke, happy Friday Eve. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right.